Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Before we do the show, I just wanted to say that I've launched a site, jobsearchcoachinghq.com, with multiple courses built within the site. So depending upon what you need, I've got material there to help you. So if your resume isn't working for you, I've got material there about that. If you need to improve your interviewing, I have that. LinkedIn, got it. Answering tough interview questions, got it. Salary negotiation, got it. A whole host of different courses built under one roof at Job Search Coaching HQ. Now, I have ways that you can access this site if you just want to check it out for a day or two, you can join for a day or two, or a month, or a quarter, or for 6 months. I've got programs to help you. So instead of struggling, instead of using trial and error, that frankly is going to cost you opportunities, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com and let me help you. And as a matter of fact, if you have questions about your job search, let me help you. I'll answer them if the material isn't there on the site.
Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff for organizations for 40-plus years. Now, right now, you're probably aggressively looking for work, but I want to plant the seed with you. You are going to find the job. It may not happen as soon as you like, but you are going to find the job. And normally, human nature seems to suggest that you've exhaled deeply and relax, and you stop being open to other things. Now, if the recession has taught you anything, is that you need to be prepared at all times, because you never know when you need to look for work again. Now, even if you're happy, you never know when you might find the right opportunity land in your lap with someone calling up and saying, I've got this great opportunity. Can we talk for a few minutes? So my encouragement for you is to maintain an up-to-date resume. Every 3-4 months, you sit down with yourself. You take about 30 to 40 minutes. You jot down some notes about what you've accomplished during the previous 3 months. Now, this serves a couple of purposes. First is, number one, if you remain within your organization for years, that's great. But, you're going to get reviewed. Sometimes people are reviewed by new hiring managers or new managers that have just taken over for a group and don't really know what the person has done over the year. Some people freak out under those circumstances. They panic. They're completely ill-prepared for the review meeting. And this will allow you to be prepared. Again, it's a habit. Set an alarm in Outlook, set an alarm on your phone. Just set it up in a way that every few months you sit down with yourself, write down what you've done, and update your resume. Next, if you get that proverbial knock on the door, the tap on the shoulder that says, I've got a great opportunity, you're not starting at that point trying to construct a resume. Where you're anxious, you may be busy. Again, someone's knocking on your door or tapping you on the shoulder about an opportunity that sounds interesting. You don't want to, at that point, be writing the resume because you got other things on your plate. Better that it be ready at that point because you've been doing your homework assignment and thinking of yourself as a business of one, looking out for your interests, just like the firm you work for is looking out for its interests. You always want to be ready for that tap on the shoulder so that you're not then taking a couple of days to write that resume and risk losing out on an opportunity. Because the fact of the matter is, if you say, it'll take me a day or two to write that resume, well, the next person that's getting called may not be taking a day or two. They may be getting in the door ahead of you, creating a great impression, and thus locking you out of an opportunity. So do yourself that favor. When you land this job, set up an alarm in your phone. Set up an alarm in Outlook or whatever system you use to remind you that every 3 to 4 months you update your resume so that this way it's no big production when you need one. So this is Jeff Altman. I hope you found this video helpful. If you didn't, you're watching on YouTube, share it, leave a comment, click the like button, do something that lets people know that it was worthwhile. Now, in addition, come over to my website, which is jeffaltman.com. I've got a ton of great content there that can help you with your job search. You know, all my YouTube videos are there. You can listen to my radio shows, which are called Job Search Radio and No BS Job Search Advice Radio. You can also receive a complimentary subscription to No BS Job Search Advice e-zine and read previous articles from the e-zine at my website. You can search positions I'm recruiting for. You know, there's just a lot of good stuff at jeffaltman.com, so come over to the website and go explore it. A few final things. First of all, if your current firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether I should mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. Next, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request. The page is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. If you have a question about job hunting, contact me through liveperson.com, where I'm a job search and career coaching expert. And finally, if by some chance you want me to look at a resume, I don't do it for free. I'm happy to critique them. Again, email me at the address below. I'll send you all the particulars about what I charge for a resume critique and how to make payment. So this is Jeff Altman. Hope you have a great day. Take care.